www.blogtalkradio.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and literally bring up anything, political, personal, whatever is on your mind, we'll talk to you about it. Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in required, no membership fee, none of that BS. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So we started out tonight kind of in the personal realm. We started out talking about the dating world. Then hour number two, or internet dating, yeah. Then hour number two, we got into the war on drugs. We got into this crazy story about this little girl who was killed over a meth lab location and cops who were taking steroids. And now we're going to go right back to the phones, back to the fun, because this is the show about your calls, and talk to Jason in San Diego. Is Jason the communist, I believe. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to make the point that actually that the government is probably the largest profiteer off of illicit drug sales in the United States. And I think that if you go back to there was two memorandums of understanding that came out because of what Gary Webb did, you know, in the 90s on his Dark Alliance stories.
Absolutely.
Basically, what happened is that William Casey, the director of the CIA, and the Department of Justice had this memorandum of understanding that said that the CIA did not have to report to Department of Justice instances of narcotics trafficking. And also, mm-hmm. if you take a look at Maxine Waters' work, I think that in the last Intelligence Appropriation Act Committee report that they actually talk about how in basically for like the past 60 years, the CIA has been involved in drug, you know, trading, drug smuggling, you know, so since at least then. And also, if you take a look at back in American history, that a lot of, you know, opium trading in China is actually how, you know, a lot of, you know, old American money made their fortunes is through drug dealing back in the 19th century.
Yeah, it absolutely totally makes sense. So do you agree with us then, Jason, that we should end the war on drugs?
Yeah, I do, but I also think that, you know, that the barrier that we're up against for people that want legalization is that we have so much corruption in the system that, you know, I think that it may require, in some sense, you know, us giving these people amnesty or, you know, just basically saying, you know, as long as you say, you know, you admit to, you know, what happened, we're, you know, going to let you, you know, keep the money or whatever,
uh-huh.
you know, but, you know, we're going to legalize, you know, from here on out.
I mean, yeah, I don't care about process. I mean, as much as I'd like to see some of these scumbags prosecuted because they've been, you know, putting friends of mine in jail for a long time and friends and family members, because this really is not a war on drugs, but more of a war on our fellow friends and family members in this country, because those are the drug users.
Well, it's a war on the middle class people that are, you know, wanting to deal drugs. So, I mean, it's like they don't want to get those people too big, because it's all about keeping, you know, the wealth at the top. Because when you take a look at, you know, the big families that are supposedly involved in this, I mean, it's supposedly this goes right all the way up to, you know, President Bush's door, President, you know, H.W. Bush's door. I mean, that's what, you know, a lot of these hearings, you know, were showing. Basically that Barry Seal, so the story goes, actually has a videotape of Jeb Bush and, you know, Bush, our president, doing a cocaine deal.
Really?
Barry Seal? Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he the plane guy?
He was the guy that got gunned down in Arkansas. I don't know if the people out there remember the Mena, Arkansas, you know, cocaine dealing story. I mean, even, you know, I mean, this goes to both sides of the aisle. I think that they're Democrats and they're Republicans.
Sure, it has to do with power, not political position. It has to do with just people that have power and taking advantage of that. And so I think finally we've come to an agreement on something, Jason, that we both agree that we should end the war on drugs.
Well, it has to be.
Jason, I'm not ready to come to agreement with you. I just can't believe that the majority of the drugs come in this nation via via our government's intervention in the war on drugs.
I don't think he said the majority of the drugs. He just said that they profit off of it more than anyone
else. I'd say that it's majority of drugs from government involvement.
Well, you're a conspiracy
nut job. I think especially like the powders and that type of thing, you know, that they're making the money off of the heroin and the cocaine. And plus, I mean, you know, somebody was making the argument earlier, you can't, like, keister, you know, enough drugs in, you know, Pedro's, you know, rear to supply the amount of drugs that are being used.
Sure,
in the country.
I think it has to be,
you know, it's huge corporations that are bringing it in.
I mean, basically, I live on the border, right?
And it's interesting because the government actually takes a picture of your license plate as you go over.
Uh-huh.
And so they know every car that's gone over there. Now, in Tijuana, they basically have nothing but, you know, upholstery places and car places. Basically, it's just one big city that's dedicated to drug trafficking. Because you got to think, how many, you know, cars are getting stolen here going over the border? They're getting new, you know, interiors, and they're putting the drugs in the interior and they're driving them back over.
Sure.
And the other thing is, too, is that why aren't they stopping these people at the border with your stolen car? When you think about, you know, the fact that we do have computers, you know, nowadays that can let people know that, oh, that my car was stolen, we're just letting, you know, these stolen cars go over there. So if we really wanted to stop that, all we'd have to do is right at the border just stop, you know, every stolen car after, you know, we run the plates.
Well,
you know,
again, having the government successfully interdict something, even if they are trying to stop drugs, they can't.
They're not even trying.
Well, even if they are trying, they can't. And I have to say that they're not really. I don't agree that they're bringing over the majority of them. I think they're complicit in the big operations.
You got to take a look at the Barry Seal information. He was driving a C-130. I mean, that's a huge plane.
That's a big plane.
You know, that's the type of, you know, hauls that they were doing. We're talking about.
I'm not denying that there are some government organizations who are doing this. I'm telling you that I think the majority of it is them just getting paid off to look the other way as someone drives a semi-rig full of marijuana or full of cocaine through a border stop. I think that's where most of the government complicity comes in.
I don't know. See, I'm
I think it probably goes to the highest corporations.
That's utterly paranoid right there.
When you think about it, I mean, think about, like, these times you hear reports of people that they go and they buy, like, you know, some sort of drink from, you know, from Colombia, and they end up dead because it's supposedly that all that batch of, you know, Colombian soft drink happens to have cocaine in it.
Never heard that.
I'm gonna have to
I've read several stories where you know, that's happened to people.
I'm going to have to back up the commie on this one because you know, from what I read and from all the stuff that I've read and seen, you know, especially with Gary Webb, you know, Gary Webb was essentially saying that, look, the FBI is responsible for the, you know, the entire crack cocaine trade in the United States. Like, they are wholly, 100% fully responsible. They created it. They are responsible for that drug being around.
Do you think the Gary Webb story where they're using online internet games to find out great hired killers is a good story?
Well, don't you think it's interesting, though, that they actually had a DEA investigation down in, I think it was either Bolivia or Chile, one of these other coca-growing regions, and there were epidemics of people smoking the paste. And so they knew in the 70s that you know, the freebasing cocaine could just basically wipe out whole neighborhoods. And they basically unleashed that on
I don't think the freebasing cocaine can wipe out a neighborhood.
I think it'll
make it poor.
Well, I think that making it illegal is what's going to wipe out a neighborhood.
Well, exactly. It's making it illegal that's wiping out.
So, do you think that we have any chance of ending the war on drugs, Jason?
I think that if we do, I don't see why it's going to be impossible.
But you would now. Let me ask you this: would you, since you're a communist, would you want to put it in the hands of a corporation as far as manufacturing cocaine or manufacturing methamphetamine?
Well, I'm a realist. I think that, you know, in lieu of revolution, that it definitely would be better to have somebody like Bayer Aspirin or
good point.
You know,
all right, Jason,
Pfizer,
we're in agreement
like
on
that.
This one. We're in agreement on this one for tonight. We'll talk to you later, man. Thank you very much. 800-259-9231. I'll work together with somebody, even though they have almost virtually complete ideological differences. Normally, we can't get through a conversation with him without raising our voices and arguing about some sort of issue, but on that one, we're kind of on the same side. 800-259-9231. This drug war is insane. And we're going to talk to Rusty about it next. And your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us there. We've got the update section where you simply sign up very quickly. Takes maybe a minute or two, and then from that point on, any news in regards to the show, we'll pass on to you via email. Very simple and free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything that's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. 800-259-9231. Let's get right back to the phones and back to the fun. Rusty in Montreal, Canada. We are indeed an international show. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Manwich, and Johnson.
Hey, peace and love. How are you guys doing?
Hey, thanks, man.
Peace and love.
We're cool.
Well, I'm an old businessman, but my older sister was a hippie, so sometimes I use that term. You've got to remember with the drug war, there's a historical precedent. The British opium wars of the 20th century, where the British actually fought over China and its drug trade and its ports of Hong Kong and Shanghai. That was the original purpose of those two areas.
Mm.
And this is not new. If, I tell guys, you're young guys, if you remember the movie The Godfather after the World War II, when the 12 crime families of New York organized, remember the whole conflict was about the drug business, where they shot the old Don.
Right.
And it happens. Now, the drug business has been used always by underground agencies, the old OSI, the CIA, all these entities to support their what you call covert or what we call off-shelf or offshore activities. This has been done historically for a very long time.
Yeah, I can give them a little bit extra, give them a little bit of extra money in their pocket.
Well, not a whole lot of extra money from Vietnam. It's always, you see these historical peaks during after wars, from Vietnam to the Korean War to the latest fiasco.
What does that mean?
Afghanistan. Because this is actually more money than what people think. And also what I tell people, I mean, you've got people like Monsanto, DuPont that's helping with supplying the raw base chemical materials to develop this. This is so big, it's actually incredible. It's the biggest off-shelf industry besides oil and gas in the arms market. And they won't let it in right now because of that, all that offshore money going to...
Hmm. Rusty, I hear on a regular basis stories of people that used to work for companies or used to work for the government, and they're blowing the whistle on
there's
this.
DA, there's DA,
hold on,
DA
Rusty. Let him finish what he wants
okay.
to say here.
I'm just saying, why aren't there whistleblowing events on what happened in Vietnam? Why aren't there whistleblowing events on Korea? Why aren't there more whistleblowing events on Central America?
They're not being reported. Good example, the Kissinger papers. If you read Henry Kissinger's recent biography, he basically said the Vietnam War was 10 years of continual war to support the military industrial complex and to feed that monster. It was never meant to win the war. There's all this
reporting.
What's
that got to do with drugs?
Well, drugs and war goes hand in hand with undercover activities. Remember Richard Nixon covertly bombed Cambodia. He was funding illicit activities in Laos. If you remember the history of that whole conflict, that spear, that was supported by drug money, the Hmong, the Vietnamese refugees, the mountain people that were brought to the U.S.
Right, the Hmong.
First class, they were our drug mules. Reality. This been being reported for a very long time, but mainstream media and a lot of people just don't want to look at our country and its collective history. But the British are the model. The British opium wars. Get on Google's. Get on the internet, look at the historical text.
Rusty, any final words for us?
Yeah, I hope we I don't ever want the government involved in the drug industry. I want marijuana to be criminalized. I want it to be cottage industries like beer is in Barbaria, where you got like you can go to a bar there and get 80 different microbrews.
Yeah. Are you with us? Do you think we should also decriminalize the rest of the drugs as well?
Yes, we should.
Good
we
man,
should,
Rusty. Like, we're glad you're on our side, and keep listening, all right?
Remember, the drug business and the war on drugs was a pretext, I call it political pretext, for those draconian laws to apply it on the American
Good point,
public.
Because it has resulted in the war on drugs.
That was supposed to only be meant for organized crime. They took the application of that and applied it. The same thing they're going to do with the war on drugs with this so-called Patriot Act, 1-2 to come to 3-3. Always use this drastic example, and they use people of color as test examples. But the main application is the public at large, but they always use blacks as test labs.
Rusty, thanks for the call, man. Good point. 800-259-9231. He's right. People do need to wake up. The war on drugs is being used as an excuse to eviscerate our constitutional rights.
And I think
he's absolutely right about.
Often when experiments are made by the government, that they often use blacks.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Brandon in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, this is kind of on the same line. The drug war is all about you own your own life. Do you own the right to your body?
Obviously. I say yes.
I do too, but the bureaucrats in Washington who want to regulate what goes into your body say no. And I was listening through the archive. About
FreeTalkLive.com.
At FreeTalkLive.com.
Uh-huh.
The archive.
We'll teach you how to plug us yet, Brandon.
Yeah. All nicely and contained in little things, right?
Uh-huh.
Little things.
And about communism and, or rather socialism and capitalism as it relates to the Bible. And I was thinking about this, and something that just baffles my mind is that people can pull socialism out of the Bible when it's taken in a whole. It's completely capitalist.
Well, people can
doctrine.
Pull animal sex out of the Bible. I mean, you can pull anything you want out of the damn Bible.
But when it's taken as a whole, it's clearly pro-capitalism. After all, God realizes that you can't have real freedom unless you have private property rights. Karl Marx said, "My objective in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism." Obviously, he saw a parallel between capitalism and God.
Interesting.
If you cannot, if you do not own your own body and control what you do with it, who does? Well, obviously, in communism, the state does. The state controls your body. But God recognizes your right to private property. And
now, where does it say in the Bible that God recognizes your right to private property?
Well, it's all through. Thou shalt not steal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
An obvious one. And drink from thine own cistern and whatnot. And you'll reap what you sow. A lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth.
That's true.
If you want to take it also along the religion lines, you also have to think that, for example, in the Bill of Rights, we grant that these rights are inalienable, granted by the Creator.
Yeah.
So it's just assumed, that these are rights that people have.
Yeah. I mean, it's just again, thou shalt not steal is just one of the most obvious blatant things. And those who
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Do you think that Ananias and Sapphira actually caught fire after telling a lie to Peter?
Who?
I'm talking to Brandon.
That's a Bible thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll let you go with it for a little bit.
Well, it's New Testament, and it's well after, like, quote-unquote, Jesus' miracles and all this other stuff. It's in Acts.
Mm-hmm.
And Ananias and Sapphira had stolen some money from the church, and then they told Peter, no, we didn't take the money, and apparently they caught fire.
That's a little worse than debtor's prison, huh?
It's one of those stories that doesn't get a lot of play either.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it's so wild,
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, Brandon, you're not one of those people that believes everything word for word, right, in the Bible. You're not a literalist, are you?
I believe most of it is literal. I do. I believe...
That's all right, Brandon. You're young yet. We'll talk to you later, man. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside hour number three of the show, by the way, and literally anything goes. Political, personal, somewhere in between. We've been all over the map tonight talking about everything from internet dating all the way to the war on drugs and corruption and other fun stuff like that. So, oh, and the Cookie Girls, we followed up on them as well tonight. Mm-hmm. But we've really been all over the place, and that's how this show tends to be, and you can literally take us wherever you want to go next. If you want to hijack the airwaves, dial in at 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can always log on at freetalklive.com and tune into the stream there. We've got the high-quality, high-bandwidth stream. Also, some of our affiliates have a lower-quality version as well, but you can log on, and it's free at Free Talk Live.
I don't know. When
well,
you
the
said,
lower quality, so that if, in case you have a dial-up or something.
That's right.
When you said Cookie Girls, I was thinking that would be a creative way for one of our female listeners to validate. She could just bake some cookies in the shape of FTL and just hold
idea.
Them up.
Yeah. Yeah,
girl.
We're looking for some new validated Shriners, by the way, so you can log on and check that out at freetalklive.com. So we're going to talk about, what, whistleblowers? Is that right? Somebody brought up...
She should be in a Girl Scout uniform.
Somebody brought up whistleblowers, and I didn't actually find the exact segment here, but what's been going on with the ACLU, Johnson? You kind of know the story. What are they investigating? What are they outing?
Well, they're forming an organization... to protect government whistleblowers, because what's going on is the government's retaliating against all the people that have that are whistleblowing on a lot of the things that are going on in Iraq, and the government lying over and over and over again, all different sorts of things.
So the government employees, the bureaucrats who know something, are saying, hey, I saw this memo that said Donald Rumsfeld ordered torture. I'm making that up. They're actually that's what you mean by whistleblowing.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, no, this is what's going on. And then the government's like, you're fired. Get out of here.
So they're trying to make it so that they can lay their claims anonymously, is what you're saying, these whistleblowers.
No, they're just trying to legally protect them so they can't be fired, I guess. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know everything about what's going on about it. I haven't read all of that yet. So.
Huh. Well, so there you go. 800-259-9231. Manwich, where are we going next? What do you got?
Right here. The Israeli defense, the Israeli army will soon be using cannabis to treat soldiers suffering from combat stress.
Really?
Yes. Pretty exciting, huh? An army statement said the Military Medical Corps and the Hebrew University of Jerusalem would begin treating victims of post-traumatic stress, commonly known as shell-shocked, with THC, the active ingredient in the cannabis plant. It is said that the treatment would begin on an experimental basis. The use of THC as part of the treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder...
Are they going to use cannabis or THC?
They claim THC.
So wait, they're stressed out? Well, why don't they just use steroids? They'll be bigger, and they can feel more confident about themselves.
Well, most of them are like 17 with automatic weapons. Yeah. I don't think they need steroids.
The cops should be smoking weed, too. It'll help them, you know, avoid their stress.
That'd be a good thing, I think.
Military and civilian committees relevant to the subject... excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
just part of the treatment. Excuse me. Anyway, the Israeli Defense Federation or whatever F stands for in IDF spokesman said that treatment would be given to both conscripted soldiers and reservists. Hmm. Since September 2000, the Israeli military has been conducting day-to-day operations against the Palestinian terror infrastructure in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip during the time many soldiers have been treated for combat stress following service at military checkpoints and military operations.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. If you get conscripted, which is not a good thing, and we might actually come back to that in this country soon, but conscription, of course, means drafted. So it'd be a nice, a brief respite, you know. You complain that you're too stressed out because you're freshly conscripted into the service, and they give you a nice bag of weed to spend your time with.
I don't think they're actually going to give you a bag.
No.
But anyway, the IDF continues to ban the use of all drugs on a leisure basis, including cannabis, derivatives, marijuana, and hashish.
Mm. So. Well, it's interesting that they replaced the word cannabis with THC at some point in that article. It makes it sound to me like they're not using the actual plant that
It probably sounds like is that the writer doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
Okay.
It's just using different... Just interchanging
terms.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Completely clueless. Good point. So... 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I guess a related story from the United Parcel Service. Federal drug agents have accused a 25-year-old man of using UPS to send a happy birthday box containing 7 pounds of marijuana.
Mm.
Drug Enforcement Administration officers arrested McKindle Rondé Baylor on Wednesday when he arrived at an Albuquerque UPS.
USA Radio Network News, this is Russ Rossman reporting. President Bush has sent a lean budget to Congress for the 06 fiscal year. Meeting with his cabinet at the White House, the president urged lawmakers to act on this budget in a fiscally responsible way.
It is a budget that sets priorities. Our priorities are winning the war on terror, protecting our homeland, growing our economy. It's a budget that focuses on results.
And he pledged to cut record federal deficits in half in 5 years. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is met for the first time in her new post with Israeli and Palestinian leaders.
Condoleezza Rice announced the first installment of a $350 million aid package for the Palestinians. More than $40 million will be provided in the next 3 months to create jobs and shore up infrastructure. The U.S. also is appointing a coordinator to help Palestinian security forces.
The parties are showing a capability to make progress on their own. This is a good thing. The United States does not feel that it is necessary to intervene simply for the sake of intervening.
The U.S. expectations remains interested in the Mideast.
Okay, I think we're having some technical difficulties here. 800-259-9231.
You just do that every time.
It's kind of like my wrist.
800-259-9231.
Kanji's always bringing down my high, man. Talking about.
All right, so the ISDN line acting up tonight. Anyway, so the dude took in a package of 7 pounds of pot, shipped it. The people he was shipping it to probably got in touch with him, said, "Dude, it didn't make it." And so, what does he do?
He goes to check on it.
He goes back to see if something happened to it to try and get his money back?
Ooh.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, I understand that people don't make the brightest decisions, but God, leave it be. I mean, I understand 7 pounds, that's probably $14,000 or something like that, or $7,000 to $14,000 worth of money that he just lost, or somebody lost.
So if you have a box of 7 pounds of weed to send it FedEx.
But yeah, your $87, I mean, isn't really going to help recoup very much that it costs you to send the package. Just leave it be and stay the hell away and go hide.
Well, I sort of have a story like that.
Last time you were sending a box of 7 pounds.
Well, yeah. listen. So I was in Canada, and I had gone up there to visit a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's legal to sell Cohiba cigars in Canada.
And it's not legal here?
No.
Okay.
They're a product of Cuba.
Ah.
Well, actually, there's different types of Cohibas. But anyway, these are Cuban Cohibas.
Got it.
And I thought, well, I could have Cohiba cigars in America. That'd be great. So I went to the store and I bought 10 of them. If you know, I mean, Cohibas are expensive cigars, so they cost quite a bit. Because I didn't buy a box of 50, but I bought 10, put them in a package, and shipped them back to my house in Florida.
We'll find out the rest of the story coming up. 1-800-259-92. Of course, did they make it to the house? That's what we'll find out. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. So, your show, you take control, bring up anything. And also, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can post on our BBS. We have a message board on there, and it's got thousands of posts with hundreds of posters. And it's new and improved today. Go on and check it out.
New and improved brand spanking new software, and it's a lot more fun. There's some interesting new features there at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. Any more comments on the UPS guy? Oh, yeah, you had the rest of your story, the Cohiba cigar thing. So you went to Canada. You can buy Cohibas there, which are a prohibited product here in the United States,
right,
because they're made in Cuba.
Made in Cuba.
Because we're assholes and
made
we want to punish the Cuban people for some reason and not allow them to create any wealth and by selling their products in this country. But Canada allows them to sell, and so you bought 10 Cohiba cigars.
Mm-hmm. And I
packaged them up.
Packaged them up, and I sent
shipped them to your house here in Florida.
Shipped them to my house here in Florida, and they never made it.
And
I would suspect it was because I didn't package them up. I had the cigar store package them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if when they x-rayed, I don't know how any of this works, but the package never made it. And
did it even get into the tracking system? Did you even
at that time, I didn't know anything about tracking systems. This was 1989, 1999, excuse me, and I didn't know anything about computer tracking or anything like that. I didn't check it. You know, I was scared. Because it was at the time that I was found out that I wasn't back, I was in a country where they were prohibited.
Yeah, good point.
You know, when I shipped them, I was feeling mighty brave because I was in a country where they weren't.
You made the right choice then. You didn't investigate at that point. Mm-hmm. They didn't make it. You left it alone. This idiot, his 7 pounds of marijuana didn't make it, so he goes back for a refund. What did he? Did he insure the package too? Did he insure the package for $7,000 and was going to try and get his money back?
Put his mom's return address on there.
Not too bright. 800-259-9231. Let's go to John Doe in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. John Doe with Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How you doing? I picked that name for, I was watching a program talking about John Doe's getting together and forming,
The Million John Doe March?
Not exactly. This is an old movie. You get together in a neighborhood and, you know, get to see what actually was going on and needs of the people. Both start pulling together. That's why I picked anyone. I think that's what we need to do as a country, because there's so much disinformation. It's unbelievable.
What kind of disinformation are you talking about?
Disinformation.
What kind of disinformation are you talking about?
Like what you guys were talking about, like the fire in those two in the Bible, that they burned to death.
The Ananias and Sapphira?
Yeah, I think what would happen, they sold property and they lied about it.
Yeah.
They dropped it, so it's not exactly...
Huh? Hello?
Yeah.
So what's on your mind tonight, John Doe? Let's get to your point.
Well, like I said, disinformation. People are getting together, and many hands make the job easier. I think we got a big, big problem. This country between open borders, illegals, and taking all our jobs overseas, and criminals we have running the country.
Who are taking the jobs overseas?
Outsourcing and
why are we outsourcing?
NAFTA, GATT.
Why are we outsourcing?
Well, because all these NAFTA GATT agreements, they kind of... Well, what do you think?
I don't know very much about NAFTA and GATT. I know they restrict the freedom of trade, and that's a bad thing, so I'm against them. But the reason why jobs are leaving the United States is because of overregulation.
That's one reason, sure.
That's the main reason. Our government creates so many restrictive regulations and prohibitions on the ways that people can do business in this country. It's not affordable. If you're trying to make a certain product, you just can't do it in this country. You have to take your manufacturing overseas. Our government has put us in the position of outsourcing.
Well,
it's not the company's fault.
Well, I'm not blaming the companies per se, but we're basically agreeing. We're just mentioning.
Good. I just want to make sure you understand.
Sure
you understand.
They created.
What's going
on.
If we would abolish the minimum wage, if we would get the government out of regulation of business, then those manufacturing jobs could still be here. In fact, they might even come back.
Not under present condition.
Oh, well, we'd have to change the conditions. We'd have to abolish the minimum wage and get rid of all that other crap. Hey, I mean, have you ever tried to open your own business, John?
Yeah. Couldn't do it.
It's hard to set up a good sweatshop in New Jersey, isn't it?
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, what part of New Jersey are you in?
South Jersey.
South Jersey. Is that the nice part of Jersey?
Oh, no, there isn't that nice part. My angle, I like hot weather.
Wait a minute. Did you say you don't know if there is a nice part of Jersey?
From my viewpoint, I like hot weather.
Why are you living there?
Personal reasons. Sick mother and other problems.
Mm. Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, I've been to that place before. It's hell on earth.
Well, I don't go that far. Hell's hot.
He was in North Jersey, which is entirely different.
Yeah, it was bad. All right, John Doe, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, nice talk to you. And hopefully we could get, you know, like I said, different angles, different legal...
We're here for that, John Doe. We're here to let people voice their opinions on anything. So we're glad you chimed in. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Here's something. Old Presidente Bush calling for a huge funding increase for IRS enforcement.
Yes.
Now, of course, he just delivered his record-setting budget, which, of course, is up by, what, 3.5%? They're spending an extra 3.5% this year. I mean, I love the way the news talks about it, as though it's a good thing that they're setting records with their spending or something like that. Okay, sure, he's allegedly cutting 150 programs, but government's not getting any smaller. They're taking more money. So if he's cutting a few programs, if he's downsizing a few programs, he's making up for it by giving other programs more of that money and then adding on to the total by 3.5%.
After his inaugural speech of freedom, liberty, liberty, freedom, liberty, 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 freedom, inaugural speech, now he wants to put people in debtors' prisons.
In fact, he's going to allocate $500 million more just for the IRS's enforcement division. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. Yeah, of your money. 800-259-9231. Small government conservative? Huh? This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you'd like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Wrapping things up here, almost done. 10 o'clock Eastern Time when we're out of here. And you can join us 6 nights a week, though. We're on Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern. And we also have a live Saturday show from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
If you want to get your call in, you best make it now. 800-259-9231. You can also log on at freetalklive.com and join the fun there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners for you to check out. Dozens of ladies have sent their pictures in to show off the fact that they listen to and like Free Talk Live. So check that out at freetalklive.com. So look out, taxpayers. The Internal Revenue Service is getting ready to squeeze even harder. Mm. President Bush, that small government conservative, is fond of telling angry American taxpayers that it's your money the government is taking and spending. But now he's proposing a massive increase in IRS funding.
To make sure that you give your money. Yeah.
Did you hear about what his Social Security plan was, by the way?
I'm not sure. What do you mean?
It's like you get your own private account, but when you actually like go to collect the money, it's not actually your account. You've got to siphon it through the government still. You give all the... Like, basically, it's you hold it in an account, and then when you want to take money out of that account, that money goes directly... All of it goes to the government, and then the government meets it out to you. Like, they then, like, dole it out
to you.
You
can't get slowly. A lump sum, is what you're saying. You can't get a lump
right.
sum out of it. Well, and on top of that, I actually saw an interesting point. I've been looking for an argument against that besides the usual argument that we make of abolish Social Security entirely. I mean, because some libertarians are saying, well, this is a good step. They're saying that this is, you know, semi-privatization. It's a good step. Actually, I read something from someone, Rex Curry, a lawyer in the Tampa Bay area. He made the point that this is actually nationalizing industry. But this is actually the Social Security plan that he's got, the semi-privatization plan, is actually another step towards fascism in this country.
Mm.
Well, think about it. I mean, one of the definitions of fascism is the industry is controlled by the government.
Right.
Okay. It's still owned by individuals, but it's controlled by the government. And so now we're talking about taking our tax dollars and, well, we're volunteering into it, but then it's going to be the government deciding who they're investing in. It's the government taking tax dollars and putting it into companies in this country. Now, if that's not going to give the government more control over those companies, I don't know what will. Another step down the fascist road? I think absolutely.
Hmm.
So there's another reason
I hadn't
to
thought of that.
This.
You're leaving me flat-footed.
I hadn't thought of it either, and it's a great point. So anyway, old Bushy boy, he wants to request an additional $500 million for the IRS's enforcement activities. It's a 7.8% increase in funding over fiscal year 2000. And by the way, the IRS enforcement gets fiscal year 2005, they got $6.392 billion for enforcement alone.
Wow.
This increase will give the IRS vast new resources to harass and rob Americans, or in IRS speak, to examine more tax returns, collect past due taxes, and investigate cases of tax avoidance. Which brings me to another point. I found an interesting website the other day called 861.info.
Okay.
And it's by one of the guys behind it's a guy named Larkin Rose, who is one of these tax freedom advocates.
Mm-hmm.
And on the website, they've got a really persuasive presentation that basically says you don't have to pay taxes. It says that only if you're doing, like, deals with foreign entities or whatever do you have to pay taxes. They show the actual code, and they're not saying file any sort of fake returns. They're just saying you don't have
okay.
to pay. Now,
here's
something fascinating.
I want to bring. Oh well, I'll bring it up when we get back.
No, we're not coming back because we're done.
Oh, we're done. Never
so
mind.
We'll have to bring it up online at freetalklive.com or tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. This is a show you can literally take control of. And that's what we call it, Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you
and Johnson
and Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern. In the meantime, again, the conversation continues at the brand new bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We'll see you there.
If you're tired of...